You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 2nd of March, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. I'm joined online by Edward Liske, who is a lead forecaster with the National Weather Service. Hi, Edward.
Hello. How you doing?
Not bad. Kind of enjoying the break in the precipitation that we've had this last few days. I'm guessing that the atmospheric river is right now trained on the parts south of us in the Oregon area, and we're benefiting from some drier weather because of that.
Yes, we are. It's definitely been a wet start to the year so far.
What kind of pattern are we in right now that we're not seeing as much precipitation?
Well, we're at the point where we have some sort of a ridgy pattern over the sort of western U.S. and or western Canada and over us right now that's sort of given us a little break from the precipitation and actually dropping the higher precip totals to our south and west. So it's definitely given us a nice break from the precipitation, and it's also given us a little bit warmer weather compared to what we had to start the year out with. So.
And with that comes some fog.
Yes, we've had some areas of a quarter mile visibility here and there in the panhandle, like Yaktat, pretty much this morning, and we also had some yesterday as well.
Okay, what's on the horizon near term here?
Near term stuff, we're actually looking at a few drier days here for at least through late this week. We got some precipitation starting to come in again for this weekend. Still looking at sort of warm conditions. So we got mid to upper 30s for highs and below freezing for lows. So there, it might be switching back and forth between rain and snow, depending on the time of day.
Okay. Looking back on the month of February, how did Petersburg rate for temperature and precipitation?
Well, it was sort of warmer than normal for Petersburg. We actually averaged around nearly 3 degrees above normal for the average max temperature, and about 3 degrees across the board, 2 to 3 degrees across the board, warmer than the usual normal for this time of year for you guys. So usually that ranked out about 20th warmest for the max temperature, 19th warmest for the min temperature average, and 17th warmest for the average temperature for the month of February. But for precipitation, that was a little bit more impressive. You guys got 14.28 inches of precipitation for the month of February, which is nearly double your normal amount for the month. That ended up being around 6th wettest February on record, with the actual record being 17 inches back in 1954. You guys, with that, you also got your 3rd wettest January-February period on record, with 31.58 inches. The record for that was set back in 1992 with 32.03. You also ended up with about 12.6 inches of snow, which is about 4 inches below normal for snowfall for you guys. So about 37th least snowiest snowfall you guys have ever seen.
Okay, but 3rd wettest overall for the January-February stretch. That's pretty impressive.
Oh, yes. Of course, then we got up here in Juneau where we had our wettest January and February on record. And we already eclipsed our January, February, March precip total of all time before we even closed out February.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. Anything else to know about the last 2 months or what's coming up?
That's pretty much all I got right now.
Okay. Thanks for the time.
You're very welcome.